It's
I have one more thing. Behind my house, next to the bayou, there's a bunch of trees that are all dead. I've called the flood control twice. Nobody comes out and
and
fixes it. My fence borders the bayou, and they leave all the dead branches and everything there. It's really a mess. It's a fire hazard.
because it's our property. It's our property, the middle of the bayou. I had that argument with the flood control district years ago. So basically, I maintain my property. I cut down the trees. I put them out for the heavy trash. But it's our responsibility to put it because it's our property. They used to maintain that ditch, but they don't anymore.
No, they took that property. When I bought this house, they took 10 feet.
What is it, the flood control or the city that has that
It's the
property?
flood control. It belongs to
Because
the flood control.
I have property, I have like a whole bunch of brush behind mine as well, but I was told, because it was also overgrown, I was told that it was maintained by the city, and then I called the city and they came and did it. But yours might be different because it's flood control.
See,
No,
I
the
don't.
flood control mows it. I
I'm
know
not
it's the
sure.
flood control because I've called them before because the grass will get knee high before they mow it.
Alexis, I'm not sure why they would have taken 10 feet. Back in the 90s, they did take 10 feet, although they bought 10 feet from people because they were thinking of doing a hike and bike trail on this side. But the only, if I recall correctly, only two people sold an easement. But I'm not sure why they would have taken 10 feet from your property because if you look at your plat or your plot of your property, it shows that your property goes to the middle of the bayou. And
Yeah,
so,
they made him move the fence. They took 10 feet and made him move the fence.
that's because of an easement. That's because of an easement. See, that they can make you do. That's because of an easement. That's easement.
It's an easement, isn't it the city then?
No, it's flood control. Flood control has easement. Actually, have a very large easement. It's not just the bayou. I believe it's like 25, 30 feet on each side of the bayou. So they have a very large easement. And so I'm not sure why they make you move your fence, but no, that's an easement, and they can make you move the fence. And if they come and do it, they'll charge you and put a lien on your property because they've done that to some people. But that's an easement. That's an easement. But that's flood control. Any other things, questions?
I think I should mention that there was a homeless guy that was on South Gessner off across from, I think it's called Stop and Buy or something, and I complained about it, and well, it's been a week now and I haven't seen him, and he's no longer tossing bottles and other trash right at the entrance to our neighborhood coming south on South Gessner. So I hope it stays that way. I complained to Councilman
They're
Ballard's
all
office.
living in the transmission shop.
Pardon
And
me?
I think they
no,
moved.
the guy that he means is that you know where you go from the dollar store into the neighborhood? He actually, I was on my scooter there. He grabbed on my scooter and I fell flat on my face.
Oh, man.
So thank you for reporting him. Really, I couldn't do it.
Well, he was leaving a mess. I didn't like it.
I'll be honest with you, I don't drive much. Let's put it this way, my car that's 2 years old has 7,000 miles on it, and most of them have been long trips. So I don't go out much, and when I do, I try to go out toward the north side simply so that I can go up and down some streets. So I very seldom go out this way. My wife is the one that tells me when there's prostitutes or drug dealers or homeless. And then I'll drive by, and if I see them, I'll report them. So it's, and they will do something, but they'll come right back. It's like a game to them. And unless the police actually catch them doing something, and being homeless is not a crime. So unless the police catch them doing something criminal, all they can do is basically make them move on. And but they normally come right back. If you look at the underpass on Gessner and Southwest Freeway, it's full of homeless people again. So
I have a question regarding, well, I guess it's related to the homeless, but there's three, well, last time I checked when I drove in today, there's like two or three baskets right at the entrance where it actually has the sign that says like Rayburn Civic Club that are just, I guess, full of, I don't know, clothes or items. And they've been there off and on for a while. And I don't know if like they belong to someone who's like a homeless person, but they're just like, like grocery carts. Like, I don't know, from not any particular.
I've seen them. When the police came and moved some of them out, those baskets stayed there. They haven't been back for them.
Okay.
But you know, if we report them to the, what is it, that hot team? They'll come and they'll pick them up.
Okay. Who do we report them to? I mean, like.
You've got David Brisala?
Yeah.
Councilman Pollard's office. Jessica, yeah. Do you have this email?
Yeah, I believe I do. Yeah, I didn't know. I know that they did. They also had like.
I sent them an email. They never moved it.
Yeah, but they're called the hot team. And just tell them the location. And, you know, if you take a picture, that's even better. And next time the hot team comes in this area, they'll drive by there and they'll pick it all up.
And then the other question I had was regarding like some of the lights that have been out, the street lights. We've reported them twice, but do you know how long it takes for them to come fix them? Because the street light, it kind of blinks, it flickers, and
the number of the pole.
Yeah, I mean, we wrote it down when I reported. We wrote it down, the number of the pole. Yes,
you know, they have a map of all the light poles in the city or maybe the county. In fact, I reported one on Valley View. It just took them about 4 or 5 days for them to repair it. So I'm not sure.
Well, I'm pretty sure. I mean, we'll try again. I mean, we did it with the map that we had that had like the number, like the actual number center point map. I didn't know if there was another map we needed to use, but there was like a center point map that had a number of all the lights.
But if not, just look at the pole. It's got a number on it. And just give them that number. But last time I actually took a photograph of the number, but I also used the map. Dr. Weekers, did you have a question?
I just wanted to make an announcement, I guess. Council member Pollard's mother passed this past weekend. And I would think it would be a nice gesture for us to send a sympathy card since he really supports our community.
I'll be honest. I'm not the type of person that thinks about things like that, but I knew, but I, you know, I never know what to do. But certainly,
I'll take care of it.
Eliza, now, what did you say, Dr. Weekers?
I said, I'll take care of sending a card. His mother and I were, she was a part of the same, we were same organization for business women, professional business women organization. So I'll send a card on behalf of Rayburn Glean, and I'll put your name on it. And
the board. Can we send flowers?
The ceremony, her funeral is Monday. I think
in fact,
coming Monday.
If you're gonna go, if you give Eliza the address or something, I'm sure she can have something sent there.
Okay, I can do that. Yes. I'll give it to Eliza. We can send it to the church. I don't know that I'll go because she was a icon in the community. She worked for Texas Southern for over 40 years as a professor, working with children with autism, with music. So she it'll be a big funeral, But I can give you that, Eliza. I'll give you her the information where the ceremony will be held, where the funeral will be held. And I think it just would be a nice gesture on our part to send something.
Okay. Thank you.
Does anybody disagree on it? You know, I don't mind, you know, spending up to $100. We were prepared to pay $30,000 for speed humps, and you know, his office took care of all of that.
Yeah, that's so, what I'm saying, because he's really been a big help to us.
So, but if you all agree, you know, spending at least up to $100 on those flowers. Any disagreement? Yeah.
That's good.
Okay. Hey, that's great. Thank you both, Dr. Wickers and Eliza, for helping with that.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Wickers.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
That's it for me.
A motion to end the meeting? Do I hear a motion?
A second.
Well, somebody first. All those in favor?
I motion.
Okay.
The meeting is officially over. Y'all have a great evening.
All right.
Good night. Thank you.
Everybody have a great evening. Bye.
I'll call you, Eliza.
Okay, Sally.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Look at this. Me gusta. I'm waiting for y'all to go. I mean, I can end it and everybody disappears.
I'm trying to sign out on this phone. let me get my glasses back on. Just cut it off, Manuel. Yeah. Okay.